They don't make hats like they used to. They're mostly mass-produced in factories. The days of the neighborhood hat maker are pretty much gone. But one master hatter in Buffalo, New York, is holding out, even as his hats have fallen out of style and his neighborhood has declined. Daniel Robison of member station WNED paid him a visit and reports you may find some of these hats familiar.
Yeah, right here.
So what happened here is that he sends me a CD and a video.
This order came from a guy in South Korea. He wants a hat just like Warren Beatty wears during one scene in Bonnie and Clyde. So he sent a DVD addressed to the custom hatter.
That's coming up. You'll see it right here. She says, hey, boy, what are you doing there?
Hey, boy, what you doing with my mama's car?
That's a felt hat. Yeah, you can tell by the edging on it and by the width of brim and by the height of crown.
This is usually how it works. From a movie scene, a picture, or even a crude description, Gary White crafts capones, pork pies, and godfathers.
Where the other guys would say, yeah, we made a fedora. Well, anybody can make a fedora, make a riverboat gambler. Do a Le Mans, do something, do an old Robin Hood style. And then the gay look at you like you're crazy. Well, who wears those? It's not the point. If you're a hat maker, you should be able to do all that stuff.
To begin, White grabs a floppy piece of felt made of animal fur and fits it over a head-shaped wooden block. He straps that into a chrome machine that looks like an upside-down octopus.
This machine here is got to be 100 years old, and I still managed to have it so I could be period accurate.
His studio is like a working time capsule. There's not a computer in the place. He does have a website, but to order, you must call his telephone, send a letter, or drop in. And his shop has a nice source of free advertising.
And then as you come back here, you see some of the famous actors that I've worked with on display.
Signed pictures and personal letters from Leonardo DiCaprio, Gene Hackman, and hundreds of other celebrities plaster the walls. White's hats have starred in Broadway musicals, TV shows, and movies, like Dick Tracy to Indiana Jones.
What do you think is going on here? Since I met you, I've nearly been incinerated, drowned, shot at, and chopped into fish bait.
When White opened the shop 30 years ago, his hats were in style, and the street was a commercial hub. Now, it's the poorest neighborhood in Buffalo. The $500 or more White can charge for a hat doesn't translate into much walk-in business. And to most people, hat now means baseball cap. So, instead of selling many new riverboat gamblers or three-point diamonds to the neighborhood, White does repairs.
Come in, James. Friday. It's okay. It's all right. I know you're anxious to get it.
James Friday bought a snap-brim brown fedora from a catalog, but he needs it smaller, with a pink ribbon and a feather. Now, White explains every new stitch.
If you go bigger in this particular felt, you're going to split it in the back.
Okay.
Over the years, White's had plenty of offers to move his shop out of state. So far, loyalty to his childhood neighborhood has won out.
I can't guarantee it. There's no guarantees. I may just decide to say, hey, you know what? It's time for me to be in casino in Las Vegas, you know? But not right yet.
White knows time has mostly left his neighborhood and his craft behind. But he says he's proven an artisan can succeed these days by doing just about everything but reacting to change. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Robison in Buffalo.